With the way the game evolved last week, obviously only two runs in the first half, do you feel like this offense is going to get to where it wants to go by leaning on you and what you can produce?
Yeah, I think we can. Sometimes the flow of the game dictates play calling and stuff like that. But, I know our coaches have probably analyzed that until oblivion, this past couple of days of what happened last Sunday. So I would expect, us, like we kind of did last year, the first, half of the season, we weren't running the ball a whole lot. And then we really leaned on the run towards the end. But, in order for this offense to be what it is, we just got to be balanced. It's not heavy run or heavy pass. We kind of have to be balanced.
Why was that last year? Is it as simple as the weather that you just run the ball more as the?
Well, last year I think it was because we were kind of just trying to figure out, what runs that our offensive line likes to block and what runs we're best at, and it took us a while to kind of figure that out, what we're going to be good at, and then. And the weather does play a factor in that. If there's good weather in the beginning of the season, we're going to air the ball out a little bit more than some people do. And then when, how Chicago is, when it gets pretty bad, you can't really throw the ball a whole lot like that. So then you have to lean on the run.
Matt, it sounds like a lot of you guys, even the coaches, feel like a big part of the problem, at least in the first half last week, was play calling. Was that a preparation thing? Is that just a 2020 kind of hindsight thing?
I don't think it was play calling. I just think it was execution based. You can have a lot of different plays called, but if you don't execute them, it's not going to work. So to me, we just have to be, like I said before, you just got to execute those plays, blocks, whatever it is, got to execute them right in order for those plays to work.
As an offense, have the turnovers been any sort of point of emphasis this week? Because, you look at the breakdown.
That's our major emphasis every week,
yeah.
Because it's no secret, when a team loses a turnover battle, 95% of the time they're not going to win the game. So, we've been, since OTAs, the number one thing on Coach Tressman's slide in the morning when he does his presentations and stuff is ball security. And, we harp on that constantly, every day in practice, every day in meetings. And, we just have to do that. It's obviously, sometimes there's going to be, interceptions or a strip ball or something like that. But, in order for us to win, we have to win the turnover battle.
Obviously, no one's trying to put the ball on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, as a player, how do you address it? Because it's, like I said, you're not trying to mess
you
up.
You work on it during the week, continue, whether it's an individual when we're running through bag drills as a running back, if you're running through bag drills, have the coach stripping at the ball and stuff, and just it's kind of a mental thing. You got to remember, if you're in a crowd, really have to get two hands on it.
Is there a sense among you guys you're too talented to be struggling like this? Brandon talked about it on Sunday,
I think everybody knows that, not just because of the names or whatever that's on the team. We know how good we can be, and it's just, frustrating to see us struggling as an offense right now when we know we can be better than what we're doing.
How do you see Jay going about his business these days as the offense isn't, producing like you guys want?
Just as if we were the top in the league. There's no change in his demeanor or ours as offense. The past 2 days when we've practiced, there's been no change. We've been out there working hard, and everybody's been on the same page and flying around, during the play calls. And so, his demeanor really hasn't changed at all to where you would think, just because of this, we're struggling as an offense, that you would think that he would, be frustrated or something like that. No, it's not that case. So, he knows that, he's a big part of the team and a leader, especially on the offense. So he takes control in the huddle. And, we all kind of, feed off of that. And, there's many, leaders in the huddle with, guys like Roberto in there, me, and, Jermon, Martellus, Brandon Alshon, those guys.
Do you guys look to him and see if he, like, do you guys really look to him and see how he deals with stuff? like deals with adversity? Is it, I mean, is that true with like any quarterback?
I already know how Jay deals with adversity. I mean, just by knowing him, he came in my second year in the league, so I've been around him for a long time, and obviously has gone through a lot of adversity. So I don't really have to look at him to see how he's dealing with stuff. I already know how he can do that, but we kind of feed off each other. Everybody does.
This whole perception that coaches don't single guys out when they make mistakes. Coach Cromer was saying, well, we just kind of point out to everyone. It usually takes more than one guy when there is a mistake made. Do you agree with that, that's how, you know, their approach works, or do they single guys out when, you know, you're in meetings and stuff?
Yeah, we, as players on this team and you know, the guy, like the guys that we have want us to all do well, we take each other into accountability. So, you know, a coach isn't going to single out a player like that because, I mean, you know, that's not fair, I would say, to, you know, him to try to, you know, have to do that and then bear the burden of that. So we take each other accountable to doing the things like that where, you know, you talk to a guy on the side or you talk to him in the huddle or whatever. And we keep each other, we hold each other accountable that way so that, you know, the point gets across. And I mean, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But if you can take accountability for, you know, that and try to fix it, then it's always better that way. And, it is a team sport. And so it is true when he says he's not trying to single out anybody and that, it's a group effort. Like, you know, say, you know, somebody throws an interception or something. It's not just, he made a bad throw. It might have been a bad route. It may have been he got rushed in the pocket or the ball may have got tipped because he was getting past pressure on the quarterback. So it's not just one specific thing.
Pat, what do you think the offense does best at this point in the season?
What we do best?
Yeah, what's your hallmark? Where do you guys go to?
That's a good question. I don't know right now. We kind of need to figure that out. We need to start playing more consistent where we have something that we can have a go-to. And like I said, this offense works best when it's balanced and the run and the pass are feeding off each other. So I think as of right now, to answer your question, I would say just to be balanced and try to do that, be effective in both.
So going back to saying how you guys, you know, you might pull each other aside and talk about when something happens. You do that with Jay, say, right after an interception so you can figure out what he saw, why he threw it, or, you know, what someone did wrong?
If he was throwing the ball to me and that happened, but I mean, if he's, you know, usually if he's, you know, passing, I'm either blocking or, you know, down the field somewhere. He talks with, you know, that's why they have, you know, specific quarterback coaches or running back coaches. He kind of talks with his coaches first about that. But, you know, as far as, you know, talking to him and stuff like that, we just, you know, kind of go over what happened later on because he already, you know, is talking to the coach, or he's talking to Coach Tressman about it. And, you know, going over, he already knows why it's happened. You know, we have the film on the sideline and the pictures of what's going on.
With you and Jay and Roberto, there's a lot of quiet leaders on that offense. Is number one, is Brandon's voice basically the loud one, and then who stands out? And number two, is there enough leaders on that offense, vocal leaders, or do you need those?
Brandon's voice isn't, I wouldn't say the loudest. He really doesn't talk that much, you know. He just seems to, I guess, be the loudest, I guess, when, you know, something is either frustrating him when, you know, he has to express himself that way. But, you know, like I said, we got a lot of different guys who lead on our offense. And Roberto is definitely one of the vocal leaders, especially on the offensive line. And we all talk to each other. You know, I talk to guys. I may not be very loud or outspoken like that, but y'all don't need to be.
And what have you seen from the Patriots defense and how it will affect your game, both catching passes and running the football?
They're a very good defense. You know, they have those big guys up front, and, you know, Vince Wilfork and Ninkovich on the outside, who's very good. You know, I think Chandler Jones might be out with an injury and Mayo, but there were some good players. And obviously they have some guys that's going to be good to fill in. And, you know, the way that Belichick studies offenses, and he's going to have a good game plan ready for us. So we got to be ready to adjust on what they do and attack what they do.
Have you seen them be able to kind of keep running backs in check, catching the football? I mean, Belichick has had some pretty good things to say about you this week. You got to imagine he might be keen on you a little bit.
Yeah, probably. So in that aspect of catching the ball out of the backfield, if they're obviously trying to stop that, we're going to have to find other ways to get the ball in other guys' hands. And you know, in the running game, you have to you know, make my impact there. If they're trying to take that away, obviously, you know, they're not going to force the ball to me out of the backfield.
Matt, is the whole idea of vocal leadership overrated, or do you need some guys to do that?
No, it's important. I wouldn't say it's overrated. There's a lot of different ways to lead, too. A lot of guys can lead by example of what you do. And you know, if you're out there playing hard and going, doing 100 miles an hour every day, you know, guys notice that and they take that into account. You know, there's all kind of ways to lead. You know, a lot of guys who may not say much may have a guy come up to them, on their own and ask them, you know, a question. And then that way they're probably a vocal leader but not really going to that person. They, you know, waiting for them, I guess, to ask them a question. So vocal leadership is important in the team. It's always needed, but it's not the only thing that's needed.
At the end of the game, you were trying to keep Brandon, you know, in check and everything. Is there a concern that he could let his emotions get the best of him and it could carry over?
No. There's no concern with Brandon. I wouldn't say, you know, Brandon knows how to control himself. And, you know, if anybody, if I'm frustrated, I'm going to speak out too. So, you know, Brandon is an emotional guy. And when his emotions get that high, obviously he's going to speak out and stuff like that. So, you know, there's no detriment to the team or anything in what Brandon does when he's speaking. So, most of the time, if Brandon's speaking out, he's just trying to get everybody fired up and you know, just, you know, especially after the game like we had last Sunday, he was just mad because the type of game we played, and we know that we could play better, and he knew the kind of guys we had in the locker room, and that we was trying to just make sure that we wouldn't be okay with losing, you know, because just like winning can be a habit, so can losing. I don't know. I don't know what that line is, so couldn't tell you.
Do you have some similar feeling? His feeling, when he talked to the reporters, not you guys, was kind of like almost the season was slipping away. He kept saying 3-4, 3-4. Was that the same type of feelings you had after the game?
No, I didn't feel like the season was slipping away. There's still a lot of football left to be played. And, you know, I didn't have that same, you know, I didn't get that same feeling. But I did have the feeling to be, you know, upset at the point that we weren't, you know, consistent out there. And definitely, you know, in losing another home game, you know, you get frustrated at that.
Since everything that happened after the game Sunday, has Coach Trestman, you know, dealt with it as a team? Has he talked to you guys about, you know, how to deal with these types of situations, or is this just status quo?
He stayed the same. You know, it wasn't anything he really had to say. You know, we're a bunch of grown men in the locker room. We know how to handle that. And so, just like I said earlier, I mean, there's been no change in this team during this practice week. We've been practicing, you know, just as hard as we always do.